I see you over there sitting on the fence, one foot in the familiar educational option and leaning, trying to dip your toes in this unschooling area. You may even think, it's okay, I'll just use curriculum for, I don't know, math or spelling or writing, just a little. We'll still mainly be unschoolers. But this week, I want to talk to you about what's wrong with this idea. Before you go out and purchase some big curriculum that promises to handle it all for you. I know how good that sounds, but it's a lie. It's not going to handle it all. You have to find a way to convince your kids that the curriculum is more fun than their own ideas. You'll have to redirect them away from their interests so you can check the boxes and keep on track. If they've had any taste of freedom, that will be a hard sell. And here's the thing, it's not even necessary. They will learn what they need if you're right there with them, discovering cool things along the path and helping them explore their interests. This week, I want to save you some money. And really, the savings is a lot more than that. If you can hold off on buying curriculum, even just a little, you can help your kids learn to trust themselves. You can help them see that curiosity is a good thing. They can learn that learning is fun, especially when it has nothing to do with checking other people's boxes. The list goes on and on of all the benefits of unschooling. But if you're not totally convinced, I want to share a few things that I think are what's wrong with just a little curriculum. Why is one subject needing more focus than another? Are you afraid it's not going to come up in real life? And if it doesn't come up in real life, do you really need it? When we separate subjects, are we saying this one is harder? So we're putting our own bias into our kids when they may have no math phobia at all, no anti-writing feeling until you give them yours. It applies to any subject that we're not fond of. Is it a trust issue? Are you giving your kids the idea that you trust them to learn some stuff, but not all the stuff? For these, you must make them do it. And what do we know from research that happens when we coerce children, even sugar-coated coercion? Coercion feels bad. And when we feel bad, we learn less. We get conditioned for external rewards instead of intrinsic ones. We spend more time looking for loopholes, like how little work can we do to get a B or something like that. I know that feels familiar to you. We stop focusing on the learning itself. It pushes them to resist and resent you and the subject, and sometimes even learning in general. Unschooling is about staying focused on the learner. If you choose curriculum, you shift the focus back to the teaching and away from the learner. So you're ignoring the principles of unschooling. When we keep separating subjects out, we have a lot more deschooling to do. And I want to tell you, I skipped over a lot of deschooling and it prolonged my anxiety. It caused me to panic and throw money at curriculum and filled my path with obstacles that didn't need to be there. If I had just spent a little more time on these deschooling concepts, back then there wasn't a lot written about deschooling, but there is now. And I have a ton for you at the website, at YouTube, and even more within my membership group. I'll put the link in the show notes. So many of our problems come from trying to hurry through deschooling. This Friday, I'm hosting a webinar that will show you some concrete examples of how unschooling can cover those subjects you're worried about. You don't need to go out and buy curriculum to artificially create an environment where that subject would be used. You may hear unschoolers say, if it doesn't show up in your life, you don't need it. And that may freak you out a little. They don't mean that you're going to skip entire subjects. Because some aspects of every subject weaves through your life. And based on your interests and your own experiences, some more than others. And that's okay. None of us are identical to each other. So our learning isn't going to be a cookie cutter approach where all 9-year-olds need to learn this certain thing. I'll go into it in more depth on Friday. I have a lot of examples to show you. But remember this. Unschooling makes room for truly individualizing the learning for your child. We aren't talking lip service here. We mean it. A kid who loves building contraptions and taping cardboard together should be allowed to keep doing that. With you offering more cardboard or different kinds of tape, or what about wheels or metal or old sheets? don't need to be interrupted to go read from the classics or show me that they can do a worksheet on fractions. Those will come later, probably when they start measuring for the projects they want to create. And they have their whole life to explore other things. But interrupting projects to cover something you're worrying about is like putting speed bumps all over a road that just doesn't need it. Your choice for what they need to know isn't inherently more important than their choice. Yours is driven by your own past school experience, something I really recommend you de-school. And it's driven by fear, whereas their choices are driven by curiosity and their brain's desire to seek out more information in that particular direction. I'm not saying to sit on your hands and wait to be invited into the learning experience. I'm saying watch more than direct, listen more than instruct, observe instead of orchestrate, and then proceed accordingly. What do you know from your own longer life and experience that might be interesting to your child? What could help them expand a little in a particular direction, all the while paying attention to whether they want to expand? They may be happy where they are. That's okay too. Learning happens in waves, not all at one time on a continuous pace. It's ebbing and flowing into peaks and valleys. I know I can get a little heavy on the metaphors, but when we take the school approach, the pre-planned curriculum that all kids of a certain age learn certain topics or skills, we are throwing all this information at them, not because they want it, because it's all laid out in a systematic way that we as the educator, the teacher, have bought into. Most of it slides off unless that kid had some relevant life experience as a reason to hold on to it. But the teachers check the box and call it a good learning day. Now, maybe a good day for teaching, but the learning, that's an inside job that really belongs to the learner. In our own history, we memorized for the test on Friday and then didn't retain it after that. And I don't think we can legitimately call that learning. Let's not duplicate that. The difference is what happens when you start with the interests of the learner and you move in that direction. Maybe the 7-year-old is curious about something that isn't taught to kids until typically high school biology. Are you supposed to tell them to hold that thought for 5 or 6 more years? The interest is there. And if you're busy checking the boxes, maybe you don't even have the bandwidth to go look into the things they want to look into. The interest is there. That's the direction you go. When there's interest, there's relevance. Where there's relevance, the information stays with you. It sticks. And that's how unschooling works. It's not some goofy, hippy-dippy approach. It totally makes sense. It's logical. It's how we learn as adults once we were released from the school system, which is quite honestly becoming more and more outdated as technology in the world moves on without it. So this week, let's think about how learning weaves through life. Let's embrace a little more of that unschooling approach. Come to my free webinar on Friday where we'll talk about it. Get on my email list so you can find out about all the resources I'm creating that could actually help you do this. If you listen to this after April 5th, when the webinar is, the recording will be up at the Unschooling Mom to Mom YouTube channel. I have an entire playlist of past webinars, like what's a typical day, or is unschooling too weird? This is the 4th one for this year, the first Friday of each month. That's enough from me. Reach out to get the unschooling support you need, and I'll be back to chat with you again soon. Here's my little intro in case you're new here, and if you're not new, maybe we should connect. I'm Sue Patterson, sharing nearly 30 years of unschooling experience with parents like you, ready to learn more about how this unconventional approach to education can actually be the best choice. I have courses, guides, ebooks, and even a private membership community where you can get all the support you need. You can find it all at unschoolingmomtomom.com or in the show notes. You really don't have to figure this all out on your own. And if you enjoyed the podcast, leave a review. It helps your podcast platform know that the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast is worthwhile and will share it with more parents who can find out how they don't have to stay stuck with the status quo. They can break away from their current approach that isn't working and make the leap toward unschooling. So reviews and comments are always appreciated. Happy unschooling.